one party was accusing government that the government wanted to rig the elections. And the Electoral Commission chairman, as well as the donor community, kept requesting the opposition to bring forward evidence, and they couldn't. As it turns out, there are so many irregularities, there's so much fraud, there's blatant rigging. Everybody can see it, even a small child. You go to a station where somebody, 2,500 voters registered, but the person who wins from a certain party gets 4,000 votes. So people are saying, but then where did the other votes come from? So repeatedly, issues like that are coming up and up again.
So you are saying those massive rigging. So who has carried out this massive rigging?
You have to come to Malawi to find out, because right now there's a lot of information that has been collected, and the fingers are pointing at the DPP.
So now, Your Excellency, you've asked for the Electoral Commission to manually count or recount all these votes. Do you think they're going to listen to you?
No, it is not me who has asked. It is all the three parties, the UDF, the Malawi Congress Party, and the People's Party, have all submitted complaints to the Electoral Commission and requesting that we need to have an audit so that the people are satisfied. Because if you walk around in Lilongwe now, you can pick ballot papers that were marked lying by the roadside. So now we are saying, now where are these coming from? If indeed after an audit it is Professor Mutharika, that's fine. If it is the Honorable Pere Muhuzi, that's fine. If it is the Honorable Dr. Lazarus Chakwera, that's okay. If it is Joyce Banda, that's okay. But Malawians must get a leader of their choice. The rest of us should accept.
So who do you put this blame on, the mismanagement of the polls?
I think the biggest problem has been the Malawi Electoral Commission. I say this because you find that even today, as I'm talking to you now, people are voting. And as people are voting in areas where they should have voted 3-4 days ago, and they are voting today while other results are being announced, people have protested to say, how can this happen? The results are being announced. Then obviously they are influencing those that are voting. So it is just total chaos. But we are already here. We have to live with it. But and then some people, I'm told, this is another president of another party that told me, went to polling stations and found no voter register there. So they just voted and they could come back if they wanted to. Some people have been voting at night. So the elections of 2014 in Malawi have left a lot to be desired.
Would you like to see these elections done again?
No. That's not the request that we have made. And I don't think that's what the other parties are saying. At this stage, all people are saying, let's have an audit so that we are satisfied.
Will you accept the results that do finally come out if this audit doesn't take place?
Minus the audit, then there are no results. That will only be there and credible if there's an audit.
So then it means you might have to do another election again?
No. That will be up to Malawians, not me.
But what is the general political atmosphere like, the way you see it as the leader of the country now? You are calling for calm.
I haven't been very much on the street, but what I'm telling you is what I've been told, that the mood is down out there. In a week of elections, usually you see a lot of jubilation, but I think everybody is just wondering what's going on and not understanding. It's just total confusion for most people.
So now what do you do, Your Excellency? Do you tell the Electoral Commission, get your act together and do the job for which you were appointed, or you step down and a different body takes over?
Allow me not to answer that question, because as far as I can go for the time being is where we have gone, where we have made a press conference and asked the Electoral Commission to do an audit. And all the other two parties have done the same.
So what is the way forward now?
We are waiting for a response from the Electoral Commission.